by one example of Imam al-Hussein. Years before Karbala, a young man comes up to Imam al-Hussein and says, Imam al-Hussein, I can't stop sinning and I'm just going to have to continue. What do I do? Give me some advice. Imam al-Hussein said, keep sinning. He said, sorry? He said, keep sinning. He said, Imam al-Hussein, I came to you for advice. You tell me keep sinning? He said, yes, keep sinning. But there are five conditions when you sin. Sin. But the first condition is sin in the place where Allah cannot see you. Sin. But sin in the place where Allah cannot see you. Condition number one. He said, Abu Abdullah, Allah can see me everywhere. He said, okay. Condition number two, sin. But don't sin on God's earth. Go and build your own earth and sin there. Number three, sin. But don't use Allah's rizq as the energy to sin. Number four, sin. But when the angel of death comes to take your soul away, don't say it's not the time. Number five, sin. But when you're punished in the fire of hell, don't say, I shouldn't be here, get me out. If you've passed these five conditions, continue sinning, there's no problem. The person said, Ya Aba Abdullah, I'm never going to sin again after that. Because it's impossible to go through those conditions. You had that generosity that came with him, with his knowledge. Even you had the self-sacrifice of Imam al-Hussein. That's arguably the greatest moment of self-sacrifice before Karbala was related to Karbala.